Too many people in America fear their government, and the government is being run by too many powerful agencies like the IRS and others. I think it's time the people take the country back through their representative government.
You are listening to an American Free Press podcast. The complete reading of American Free Press weekly newspaper, number 12, March 21st, 2011. News you may have missed. Mainstream callers are paid actors. Ever wonder why the calls that actually get past the screeners on the radio shows hosted by Republicans in name only, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and Sean Hannity, sound so polished and scripted, whereupon callers ask carefully crafted questions? That's because many of the callers were actually paid actors hired by the highly paid actor commentator's parent company, Premier Radio Networks. According to a mainstream press report, Premier Radio used talent agency Premier On Call to hire actors to call into the shows with fake stories and opinions. New Hampshire, a birther state? New Hampshire's state legislature is mulling legislation that would compel all presidential candidates to show their birth certificate in order to be eligible to run for office. The mainstream was quick to report that the bill had already been killed in committee, but supporters remained defiant that it could eventually be passed. They need to produce a certified copy of the long form of their birth certificate and an affidavit swearing to residency, Republican State Representative David Bates, one of the sponsors of the bill, told Associated Press. Global nonprofits. Has your favorite environmental foundation or charity been infiltrated by wealthy internationalists? In a recent opinion piece posted online, Michael Shaw, the president of the conservative group FreedomAdvocates.org, contends foundations, non-governmental organizations, and nonprofits have been arranged from the beginning to promote globalism. The creation of the Federal Reserve, coupled with the adoption of the income tax in 1913, provided the one-world elite opportunity to avoid taxes through the formation of foundations and other tax exempts. This was key to creating the financing system that has promoted globalism and which now threatens us all with world tyranny. Ford exports American jobs. The good news is that Ford is making record profits. The bad news is how they are doing it. They are shipping tons of jobs overseas. Recently, Ford Motor Company announced record profits. So is all of this success for Ford translating into good jobs for the American workers? Unfortunately, no. Ford has been revamping its manufacturing operations to be cheaper, more efficient, and more flexible. Translation, Ford has been getting rid of American workers in droves. Gulag Guantanamo. Under the pretense of national security, President Obama signed an executive order, EO, on March 7th, which formalizes the U.S. policy of indefinite detention of anyone accused of terrorism without ever having to file charges against suspects or go to trial. The EO is largely directed at the few remaining prisoners of war being held at the U.S. prison camp on Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Previously, Obama had promised to close Guantanamo while campaigning for president in 08 and then again in 09. So much for that. Release Pollard? Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger is the latest in a long line of power brokers, politicians, and plutocrats to lobby the president for the release of convicted spy for Israel Jonathan Pollard, reports Associated Press. Forbidden word, tariff. Donald Trump says the U.S. will never be able to compete with China unless we consider taxing Chinese imports to level the playing field. The fact is, we should be taxing Chinese products, a 25% tax. We owe them money. We'll pay them back very quickly out of this tax, Trump told CNBC. To pro-big business Republicans, tariff may be a dirty word, but its effectiveness in raising revenue and helping U.S. industry cannot be disputed. Book about Smedley Butler omits key facts. While the new book, Devil Dog, rightly commemorates the amazing life of two-time Medal of Honor winner, Marine Major General Smedley Butler, the book ignores the notable last years of Butler's life, in which he fought against war and militarism, best commemorated by his aptly titled monograph, War is a Racket. He opposed the U.S. going to war against Germany in World War II. Butler claimed, "There are only two things we should fight for. One is the defense of our homes, and the other is the Bill of Rights." He also said, "War is a racket. It is the only one in which the profits are reckoned in dollars and the losses in lives." War is a Racket, 40 pages, saddle-stitched booklet, $4.50. Order from TBR, P.O. Box 15877, Washington, D.C., 20003.